Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
TJ the Spy. I'm sorry there.
That's all right.
And Bonnie.
And also want to let you know that Bitcoin.com is our sponsor here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to Marek. He's calling us from Poland, where, what is it, 3 in the morning right now? 4 in the morning? What time is it where you are?
Yeah, 3:30 at the moment.
Wow.
I'm going to the border with Ukraine to pick up some refugees.
Wow, okay.
And the situation is very dynamic here. Overall, through this week, I believe there was 500,000 people that arrived in Poland, and the Polish people really helped. They drive us, as I do, to the border. They take people, they provide housing, and I can tell you that as a libertarian, this is very building for me, you know, because I see, you know, people can help each other without any government.
Nice. And now, is the government in Poland getting in the way of any of the refugees, or are they actually allowing people to come over without a ton of paperwork and hoop jumping? Is there a process, and what's it like?
Yeah, so I would say it's pretty easy now. So they removed a lot of restrictions, including, by the way, the quarantine and the COVID passport. You don't need that at all now.
Oh,
wow.
For the Ukrainians. They just need a stamp or a passport, any kind of identification. And also for the kids, you know, because the younger kids, they don't have any documents.
Mm-hmm.
So they are letting them through with the parents. So it's pretty easy.
What if you don't have a passport? What if you just have like a Ukrainian ID card or a driver's license?
That's fine.
That's fine.
That's fine. And even if you don't have it, it's probably a longer way to identify yourself, but it's possible. So if you know when they need it, they can definitely loosen some restrictions if they want.
Is there some sort of path to permanency for these people? Are they going to be able to stay in Poland as long as they want, or are they going to have to go back to Ukraine at some point in the future? What's that look like for them?
Yeah, so overall, you know, during the last years, a lot of Ukrainian people came to Poland and they are working here because the war, as you heard, started in Donbass in 2014. So there was a draft, so people came not to be going to the military. And also, you know, because of the economic reasons, Poland is way, way better at the moment because we didn't have this Russian influence for 30 years now. And they are just starting to, you know, try to liberate from the Russian influence as of now. So they have poor economic position. But anyway, there is a lot of people working in Poland. There's a lot of people. I have some tenants from Poland renting a flat. So there are many people here. And if you go, you know, after 2 years or so, if you go through a lot of hoops, you can become something like a citizen, maybe not full citizenship.
Like a permanent resident.
Wait, so you said you have tenants from Poland. Yeah. Did you mean from Ukraine?
From Ukraine, sorry. Yeah, they are coming from Ukraine. They rent flats.
Marek, I know it's late. It sounds like you're on the road. Can you stay with us for more questions, or do you have to run?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. More with Marek here, because I definitely have more questions for him. If you want to weigh in, you can join us here as well at 603-283-6160. He's heading to the border as we speak.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Which is amazing, and we'll hear more from him coming up in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. We've got plenty of time for you if you want to jump in here. On the phone with Marek, who is in Poland, and he's calling from a Polish phone number, the right country code and everything. He's on the road right now, heading to the border. He says he's been assisting with helping refugees from Ukraine cross into Poland, where they are welcome, apparently. The Polish government is not standing in the way. They're making it relatively easy, all things considered. Normally, it's fairly difficult to immigrate into most places, but in this case, they are loosening restrictions, basically.
Including COVID restrictions.
Yes, thank goodness, because we had heard originally, like last week, that they were telling people, oh no, you can't come in unless you got the vaccine passport.
Poland?
I believe that was the story about Poland. Marek, weren't they saying that really early on, and didn't they change that?
Yeah, so like few weeks ago, you would have to have the vaccination or take the test prior to coming. And if not, then you got on the quarantine. But that's changed for everyone now, but specifically for the Ukrainians. No restriction, no test required.
Yeah, as well, it's good timing that the COVID just happened to wrap up right in time for the war.
Well, he says not for Polish people.
Nothing on the news anymore.
I'm sorry, what did you say? Not for Polish people? Bonnie says you said not for Polish people, so Polish people still have to have the passport?
No. We didn't get to the point where you had to have passport. There were some small restrictions, like limited number of people without the passport in cinema or something, but no one was really taking into account.
Okay, good.
You know, nice.
Oh, plus in Ukraine, I've seen numbers that only 35% have been vaccinated in Ukraine. What's the obedience rate there in Poland? How many people got the shot?
I would say 56-57%,
okay.
Something around that.
It's about half. So let's talk more about rescuing these Ukrainians from the border. You're heading there right now. It's the middle of the night. This is, I presume this is not your first trip down there?
Yes, actually, I went on Saturday. That was very fresh. There was a lot of chaos. No one knew how many people were. And actually, just the turnaround was so great that I was waiting like 4 hours outside. It was freezing cold. Mm. And I wasn't able to pick up anyone because there were so many people willing to help, to give free rides, to give housing, that, you know, everyone was strictly going to their home.
So what is it like? You just go to the border, like one of the border crossings, and just randomly, you know, say, hey, I got some open seats, come on over? Like, how is this going to go? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, that's how it was in the past. Now it's more like organized. So there are some Facebook groups, some WhatsApp groups where you can say, you know, I can go, and there's some people saying, I need a ride or whatever. Hmm. And actually, the most critical, I have to say, is some people are going to the Ukrainian side, you know, risking going into war, actually, traveling even like 100 kilometers, 1,000 kilometers into the Ukraine to pick up some people. So there are some brave Polish people doing that.
Wow. Now, is it all women and children? Or because we'd heard that the Ukrainian government is prohibiting men between ages 18 and 60 from leaving the country.
Yeah, that's correct. So if you're a man and you are between this age, you are not able to cross the border. And I don't think they are forcing them to go to meet the military. They're just saying you cannot cross the border.
Mm.
And actually, I know a lot of people, you know, from, like I said, my friends and tenants and all of those people from Ukraine. There's a lot of people going deliberately to Ukraine to fight. And once they get through, they cannot go back. So it's a one-way trip at the moment.
So just to clarify, you're saying you know Polish people who are going to Ukraine to fight?
No, there are a few, but most of it I'm talking about Ukrainian people.
Ukrainians who were living
Polish
in Poland,
people,
gone back.
Yes, correct. And Polish people, they can go back. So that's why Polish people go to pick up people, you know, children and women, because they can go back. So a lot of people from Poland are doing that.
I've heard that they're also turning away trans women. They won't let them cross the border.
I never heard about that. There are some rumors. You have to also know that Russian is really strongly playing the propaganda in the social media. They want to try to say, you know, Polish people are not really saying welcome to refugees. They're trying to, you know, get some anger between us.
Mm. Okay, well, I would believe it was propaganda. That's just what I heard.
There's propaganda on both sides. I mean, this is basically a propaganda war. Marek, what else did you want to share about your experiences so far?
Yeah, so I just wanted to say, you know, as a libertarian, I really see this clearly now, you know, how one person with a lot of power, I'm talking about Putin, can destroy so many lives, and how, on the other side, people that are just spontaneously answering the call of need that can help each other, which gives you the idea that really, you know, we don't really need those governments, and we really cannot get people into such power as Putin has, that he can get a war out of nowhere and, you know, have such influence. We really need to stop them from gaining power. That's my take, I guess.
Yeah, governments on both sides are definitely bad news. I mean, Putin's bad, but so is the Ukrainian government.
Too many people have
too
much power.
So, just one more thing. Just wanted to let you know, I visited actually Keene, and we met Ian like 8 years ago, and I'm planning to come again to visit States.
So cool. I thought the name sounded familiar. Very cool, Marek. Thank you for the call tonight. Good luck.
Dolza Virginia, po Virginia.
What does that mean?
Goodbye and good luck. I mean, my pronunciation.
Is that in Polish?
Yeah, should be. Right. Did I get it right, Marek? Dolza Virginia, po Virginia?
Povodzenia, I guess is the right word.
Nice.
Yes, goodbye and good luck.
Povodzenia.
Thank you, Marek. Have a great night. Drive safe out there, and good luck. Thanks for the call tonight. Interesting story. Kontestacja.